big disconnect: protecting childhood and family relationships in the digital age. Authors Catherine Steiner Adair and Teresa H. Barker. The crisis in the living room. Easy availability to the internet and social media has erased the boundaries that protect children from the unsavory aspects of adult life. Parents feel that they are losing a meaningful connection with their children, while children feel lonely and isolated. Designed to serve us, please us, inform us, entertain us, and connect us, over time, digital devices have finally become to define us. In any given moment, with a buzz or a ping, our devices summon us and we're likely to respond, allowing ourselves to be pulled away from our immediate surroundings into the waiting world of elsewhere and others. It's time for the living room to regain its symbolic and real importance and role for family reunion through human interactions and family ties. Lost in connection. Although the internet and other social media might appear to be connecting people, they result in the degradation of the concept of family and other interrelated consequences. Publicating privacy. As media and social networking have erased the boundary between protected childhood and the adult world, they've also blurred the distinction between the public and the private dimensions of life. But now, instead of coming home to tell the stories of their day to their parents, children mark the transition from school to home by plugging into screens. Empathy is the missing E in our e-culture. Our children are growing up immersed in a culture where it's cool to be cruel. They're getting used to insulting and humiliating their colleagues at school and on Facebook, Twitter and other social media. But the child victims of this cultural crisis and perpetrators of it too are psychologically affected. Increased dependence on technology has resulted in the diminishing of empathy by reducing the amount of direct human interaction involved. The brilliant baby brain. When the baby's view of it includes a cell phone, a tablet, or a computer screen, that routinely pulls you away, interrupts your attention, or captures it completely, it becomes an integral part of your baby's experience of you. Kids' fascination with these gadgets as we use to respond to the cues we give, and the more attention we give to something, the more they want it. New pathways of the heart and mind. Stop depending on TV as a babysitter for dependable entertainment and a false promise of educational benefits. Choose shows that teach them about the world around them in a way that's kind, hopeful, and encouraging. You can share a book and read aloud to your child, which brings you physically close in the happiest way. These are the roots of resiliency, grit, and optimism that they need for life, which you cannot access online. Between the wisdom of tradition and the wonder of tech, ages 3 to 5. The years from birth to 5 are called the magic years. So it's your choice to make it the magic of the playground or the magic of Facebook. By age 3 today, children are immersed in the mainstream of media and tech available in their homes and nearly everywhere they go. Emotional illiteracy. Your role as a parent during the first 5 years lies in providing loving guidance so that your child can progress remarkably from being dominated by the glorious intensity of the kicking and screaming and running away games to a child who can modulate his impulses so that he can use his words instead of having a tantrum. Managing emotions is, after all, about teaching children how to contain feelings and process them, calm them and self-regulate when emotions are high. They develop social awareness when you help them recognize how other people feel. They learn relationship skills when you help them understand the connection between behavior and consequences. Quitting the tech habits. Many parents explain their children's problem behavior as part of a larger picture that includes putting the child's basic needs aside to accommodate a parent's evening emailing, twittering, browsing, or TV time. The child's competition for a parent's attention and the resulting tension for both are damaging because at this age, children magnetize to a parental frustration and anxiety and inattention in a way that resonates powerfully in a child's psyche. The three faces of reactivity. When children are asked what makes parents approachable, they often focus on things parents do that make them not want to go to them for advice or help. Three objectives often come up in the context. Scary. Scary parents are usually too intense, too judgmental, and too harsh in their reactions to their children. Extreme judgments or catastrophic predictions emphasize the big disconnect between what a child is feeling and the parent's assumption about what the child is feeling. And paint you as always attuned to life's catastrophic potential, you can ruin the chances for life. Crazy. Crazy parents amplify the emotion for drama in any given situation. If the child is upset, then they're more upset. Clueless. Some parents are clueless. Their kids are so far ahead of them in technology that so they don't trust that they can have any kind of judging parental conversations about setting limits or coaching them about handling anger, frustration, and disappointment. Teens and tech. Adolescence has always been characterized by impulsivity, risk-taking, and a bid for autonomy, and the quest for identity. To a teen, tech is the perfect accessory. Texting and muting emotions. Teenagers are usually too afraid of intimacy, the vulnerability of someone knowing and seeing you, and the risk of rejection. Teens believe that not having to see another person's response makes it easier to stay connected to their own reactions. But what is missing is their ability to see the impact of what you're saying on the other person, and to be able to figure out together how to move forward. Texting eliminates the lessons teens need to learn how to calm yourself. Express yourself clearly and respectfully, understand your impact on others, and read their physical and emotional cues. The ultimate role-play game. Tech is a tool, and when used well, it can serve all of humanity in thrilling ways. But we've seen the dark side as well. No matter how tech shapes and changes the world around us, one thing remains universal and unchanged. The connection that begins in the family shapes a child's brain, mind, body, and soul in uniquely human ways that tech cannot replace. So much in the digital culture is beyond our control. But our locus of power as parents, educators, and advocates for our children remains essentially unchanged, and it resides in the space of our relationship with them.